It's our Off-Air Pod Show. It's our Off-Air Pod Show. We love Marusky and Frampajol.
Sorry, I stumble over that word.
Welcome to the Off-Air Podcast. I'm Liam. Over there we got Ben.
Present.
Bell's in the house.
Hello.
Can I get a whoop-whoop from producer Andy?
Whoop-whoop.
Oh, no.
Nice one. I like when you give us options to say what we want to say.
It's not an option. He gave us
a
demand.
Yeah, you put Andy in a box there.
Well, I think it was actually really tight.
Andy,
and
are you okay?
Whoop, I feel like you wouldn't naturally say what.
I would never say
never.
That.
Never.
No.
Yeah, but
you're also a team player, so you just did
that's it.
Yeah.
One of my low-key favourite bits from before I joined your team was one time when Bell said, hello, hello.
Oh, yeah. That one did the rounds, didn't it?
Hello, hello. Baby, say right there, I won. For Jason Bell.
Yeah, that was a strange choice from you.
You literally said,
yeah,
hello,
you know
hello.
The bosses hello, at Nova loved it and went, give her full time.
Hello, governor.
That should be your thing.
It became, you literally said, hello, hello, but we turned it into, hello, hello.
I think we added a bit of mayo on it. But that's what happens sometimes. We're going to keep this one tight, guys, because we've got to go and meet some valuable clients of Nova 100.
The government.
The Vic government.
Shake that ass of yours.
Mm-hmm. For a few.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't say how much.
A little too close to the line.
That is not okay.
Hey, Andy, I believe that someone could be receiving a plinth keyring. It's our favourite word. We put a challenge out there for people to sneak the word plinth onto other radio shows, television shows. I know we didn't say television shows, but it'd be great if you could get it on
huge.
TV. That'd
yeah.
be huge. That'd really up things.
It's happened. We do have our first entry. Now, it isn't a phone call to another radio station. It is someone sent in a text.
That's
funny,
though.
And the text got read out. It's very funny. This was on... we'll play the audio and I'll tell you who it is. This was on ABC Radio Adelaide, so the ABC local talkback station.
Yep.
On the Friday afternoon program last week on the topic of music.
And another one here, RE Noises and Music. I have a speaker on a plinth next to my desk and play brown noise whilst working. And I have a brown noise playlist called Plinth Power, and it really helps me focus. So thanks very much for sending that text through as well.
Wow,
also,
plinth.
Deep cut for saying brown noise, which was a very old
brown noise,
podcast name, because that's what Ben listens to. He doesn't listen to white noise. He listens to brown noise to get to sleep at night.
That's crazy. Who did that? Who did that?
It was our good friend, Producer Wolf.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't want a plinth.
He said, I don't need a plinth, but one to get the ball rolling.
Oh, that's nice.
If you weren't around following the show, 2 years ago, Wolf was our exec producer who then left and Andy took over. Yeah. And he still follows
he
the show. He's in the Alpha Squad.
From far behind the scenes.
That's amazing.
That's good.
Wow.
That's so good.
And it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you're getting a real kick out of someone reading your prank text, aren't you?
Also,
especially with a real straight face. I listen to brown noise on my... What is it? The playlist Plinth Power.
Also, can we just for a second talk about the ABC local afternoons show on a Friday, just doing the topic of music?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I went for the plinth bit, got a little bit of context, and cut it up. I didn't listen to the 3-hour show.
And what was when we were doing? We hosted the show, the Triple J Breakfast Show from ABC Illawarra one morning.
Yeah, so there's local shows in every single regional town has ABC show. Was it in Ballarat?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Ballarat. It was
Bendigo.
Bendigo.
Yeah, it was in Bendigo.
Oh, okay.
So we were in Bendigo. We were doing Triple J at the time, and you could broadcast the national show out of these little country studios. And there was always a local show on at the time, so we would rock up. And I believe it was 5 a.m. There was the Midnight's guy on.
He
was 70. He was super old. Nice guy. But he was doing the talk back, when were you pleasantly surprised?
Yeah, that's right.
And he was just taking calls all night. And you go, Kelly, when were you pleasantly surprised?
It was.
And they were
amazing.
Just like, I bought a bunch of flowers and there was 3 extras in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like you were pleasantly surprised.
I did the food shopping and they undercharged me $20.
Oh, seems like you were pleasantly surprised. Thanks for joining us.
But he wasn't doing it as a joke.
No.
That to me is that's like comedy. It's
that
like,
sounds,
oh, really
it sounds
funny
like Mid-Morning Matters.
Amazing. And to this day, we still randomly sometimes go, pleasantly surprised.
When were you pleasantly surprised?
It does sound a bit like... 13-24-10, favourite manga, Fish, Iron or War. I also remember that was the ABC where obviously, you know, they might not have many people pass through the station. So they asked us, of all people, like, who gives a rat's about us, to sign their, like, wall, their guest wall.
And there was, like, I don't know, premiers on there.
Yeah, there was a few, like, local politicians and stuff. And, yeah, I remember Ben did it, and he spelt my name wrong. Ben and Liam. Yep. I've got a four-letter
name. And that wasn't an accident. No, sorry, that, no, that wasn't on purpose. I genuinely spoke
it he spelt my name L-A-I-M, which is lame. Ben and Liam.
Yeah, but that's dyslexia.
Yeah.
You, know, you never know when it's going to get you.
I love someone like rocking in like, no way, Ben and Liam came in here? Like, that's my favourite, that's my favourite Dutch radio show.
Can we also one day play the audio of your calls to radio stations, Andy?
That would be an honour.
Oh, that's great. Hey, before the end of the week, before Andy even worked in radio, he used to be a serial pranker. Some people do that.
The people that we hate calling in and you hate when it happens, no, but you were that person.
Nobody ever pranks us. Like, nobody ever, like, tries to derail
prank
the show.
Like, late night hosts, so you can really wind them up.
Well, it was Bob Francis. That was my whole thing was pranking
Who loved to call people dick brains. That was kind of his thing.
And
oh,
then
dick brain.
He would sometimes, he could like, self-moderate. So he could, like, drop his own radio show. So he would, like, cuss out listeners, and then he just drop it.
Yes. I have a very big folder of my Big Bob archives, and I'd be happy to share a few of those.
So good.
Yeah, it's worth listening to. All right. Cool. Plinth.
Plinth.
Plinth.